Middle School Football is on the air. Havenfootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's heavyweight middle school football game is between the Ridley Green Raiders and your Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Dave Berman, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Well, I am the voice for tonight, filling in for Brian Carroll, Dave Berman here, Mike Mayer, and, of course, Andrew Kaufman, new this year to our broadcast crew, also with DelcoHoops.com. It is a special broadcast tonight of, it is called the middle school football. Strathaven playing Ridley, 7th and 8th graders. We had the lightweight game earlier, and that was won by Ridley 33-0. Now this is the heavyweight game, and Mike, looking at the kids out there, they look a little bigger than the lightweights.
Yeah. Henceforth the name, yes, absolutely. That's the way it works. Obviously, you know, there's a big difference in kid sizes when you're going through 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Matter of fact, they won't even let you play when you're in 6th grade. You got to be in 7th or 8th. But, yeah, there can be a huge discrepancy between what the kids look like. So they divided it by weight so that you don't have these 120-pound kids playing against these 200-pounders.
Well, some of these kids look like they're some 9th or 10th graders out there.
Well, remember, man, you know, the 8th graders are going to be playing freshman football next year.
Yeah, they are.
So, you know, it's a huge growth spurt, and it's one of the things we notice in high school ball. A kid that comes in, and, you know, isn't particularly large, he's a freshman, and sophomore gets a little bigger, and then suddenly comes back as a junior, and he's put on 30, 40 pounds, and maybe 2 or 3 inches.
So, second game of our doubleheader on havenfootball.net, and we are George L. King Field in the heart of Delaware County, Wallingford, home of the Strathaven Panthers. Tough loss in the first game, 33-0. Ridley very impressive at the middle school lightweights against 7th and 8th graders, and we're ready for the kickoff. It's still misty. It's a Monday night. All the games on the website archived, havenfootball.net. Ready for the kickoff here shortly. Do we have our line crew? Are we looking for some guys with a chain?
Some chains, yeah. That it happens in middle school and freshman, even JV. You know, they got to get somebody on the chains, and that isn't a given.
And the kids are ready to go here.
Yep. So they're delaying the game, looking for. I'd run out there, but I got some things.
Yeah,
I
would
do
it too.
But
Andrew,
come on, dads.
Now
let's
we need
go.
Andrew. Okay, there we go. And Mike, how about the crowd here tonight? It's not too bad for this weather.
Well, considering the weather and the game and everything else.
Ridley's got how many people is that? 50? 60? And there's some people on the
We got another dad.
All
okay,
right,
good.
So it's going to be Strathaven kicking it off left to right here.
And the breeze is picking up a little bit.
The kicker number 34 is Joe Natal. Joe is a 6'1", 220-pound 8th grader.
Good kick.
Good kick, 20, 25, 30. This guy can glide, 40, 45, 50-yard line, finally taken down.
Wow, he picked that up at the 21, 22-yard line.
Who was that?
That was number 25 on the return.
Number 25 for Ridley, that is Antonio Sahir, S-A-A-H-I-R. And Antonio, they gave us some of the kids' questionnaires, and Antonio says he also likes playing basketball and lacrosse. So three-sport athlete and a fine return right there. 49-yard line to Strathaven, right to left Ridley. Ball at the far side hash. And we'll get the quarterback here when we can. It's a very tight formation to start it off.
28, I think.
And then one of the linemen must have jumped down there.
That's
for
what it looks. Oh, no, they called offsides on defense, it looks like.
They did. So first and five. So the quarterback, you said, for
I thought it was
Ridley is
24, but wait, let me see.
Like 28 for Ridley is the quarterback.
28.
I'm not too
Unfortunately,
sure.
I don't have that 28 on my roster. Hand off over the left side. 40, 35. Dragging tacklers is number 25 for Ridley. Antonio Sayre. Here he is again to the 30, first down and 10. 38. The quarterback is Anthony Labor. He's an eighth grader. And his favorite football player is Carson Wentz.
Ben Bowen Aritz was the one who finally brought him down.
Ben is a 5'7", 130-pound seventh grader for the Strathaven heavyweight team. Out of the shotgun now. In motion is Holman to the far side. It's Holman, the ball carrier. And he gets down to the 25-yard line. And Jalen Holman, they got some skill in the backfield there, this group for Ridley. Yeah, eight to six, second and four.
They're definitely punishing the Haven defensive O-line right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some good size on both of those lines.
Yeah, I know. What's number I don't have the Ridley sizes,
yeah,
but
we
number
don't
50
have
is a big kid. Chris Brown, number 80, looks huge. Hayden Brown, eighth grader.
Very tight.
Yeah, tight formation again under center. Quarterback Labor, L-A-B-E-R.
Ooh.
It's a fumble in the backfield. Picked up by Holman. Runs it upfield a little bit to the 30. 6:28. Clock moving. First quarter. Middle school football, the heavyweight division. It's going to be third and nine, gain of a couple on that play.
Yeah, could have been a lot worse.
So third and nine from the Strathaven 29-yard line. Ridley with the ball. Won the first game, the lightweight game, 33-0.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how tight these splits are. I mean, they're right on top of each other. Very little spacing.
I formation. They're probably going to run it here again. Looks like they want to really use these running backs. Run into each other, and only a couple of yards on that play. The tackle was made by Anthony Crawford for Strathaven, 5'9", eighth grader. I'm not sure who the ball carrier was that time, but nonetheless, it's going to be fourth down and six for Ridley at the Strathaven 27-yard line. Ridley again, green uniforms, white numbers. Strathaven in the black uniforms and the white numbers. 5:24 to go, first quarter, 8-minute quarters, middle school football. Holman in motion, and it's going to be, is that play going to work?
Yep.
It looks like it is. This guy's huge, left side, down the near sideline, still on his feet, is number 87, Nahaj Salim, and he's in there for a touchdown. Are you sure he's not a 9th or 10th grader? My gosh. So touchdown.
Absolutely touchdown.
It was a very strange play.
Yeah, very strange play. He runs around hard left and just a lot of confusion. It looked like confusion. Got some blocks on some people, got down to about the one, got tackled, but just basically dragged the tackler into the end zone with him and stayed on his feet.
And now the conversion attempt. It's Holman out of the shotgun or pistol, whatever you want to call it, takes it in easily. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Well, we have 5:09 to go in the first quarter. Ridley draws first blood, leading it 7-0 over Strathaven. Middle school football, DeltaHoops.com.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give them a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
And Mr. Jackson got it right. Havenfootball.net. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Andrew Kaufman. 7-0 Ridley on the board first. 5:09 to go. First quarter here at George L. King Field on the Strathaven campus here in Wallingford, Strathaven High School. 7-0. Middleweight football kick bounces out of bounds at the 22-yard line, almost touched by Anthony Crawford of Strathaven, but that'll be a penalty. And will they re-kick it, or will they take it at the, where would they put it, guys, at the middle school level here? This is the heavyweight
35,
division.
I would think. That's where they seem to be going. I didn't see anybody throw a flag, but it's definitely a penalty.
November the 5th, Mike. Five more weeks of high school football before he go all the way to the state finals.
Right, to go through the district ones, district titles, and then in the PIA states.
Well, hopefully we'll have a couple Delco teams in the state semifinals, but they have to win the district championship, and that is going to be tough at 6-5A. Strathaven quarterback, handoff, and over the right side. That's a big fella right there, drags tacklers. Okay, Austin Connor, running back, gain of 3, second down and 7. Yeah. Tackle by Ridley's number 42, Jasir Corbin. And the ball carrier, guys, was
number
Austin Connor. The quarterback is
Sam Milligan.
Sam Milligan.
Off handoff to 42, up the left side.
Over the left side, Anthony Crawford, 5'9", eighth grader. Close to a first down. See where the spot is. Close to the 45-yard line.
Nope, about a yard off.
About a yard short, 3rd and 1. The quarterback for Strathaven, the heavyweight football team, middle school, Sam Milligan. He wears number 8. He's an 8th grader, 5'7", 129 pounds. Also on defense, defensive back. I formation. One receiver right, left. Now in motion, handoff, first down and more. The ball carrier, Austin Connor. And a first down for Strathaven. 47-yard line, their own 47, with 3:48, clock turning, first quarter. It's turning out to be a pleasant evening, Mike.
I'm a little cold.
And that's why I wore my shorts. I knew it was going to get a little bit warmer.
That's right.
I see some of the – well, anyway, I thought some coaches. There's a pitch, and Connor over the right side gets to the 50, cuts inside, gets down to the 48, 47, 46-yard line.
Boy, that was some heavy-duty running.
Austin Connor.
He should have been trapped for about a 2-yard gain, and he made it into 6-7 yards pretty much on his own.
He's 5'10", 148 pounds. Second down and 4, Strathaven, Ridley, 46-yard line. Quarterback again is Sam Milligan. He's under, actually, shotgun pistol situation. And over the left side is Anthony Crawford, and he's knocked out of bounds by Holman. Another first down, Strathaven. First and 10. And they move the chains.
They're down to the Ridley 39-yard line now, making good progress, good drive. That was a reverse, by the way. That was really well executed and left it wide open on the left side.
Yeah, very nice play. Ball's far side hash mark, 39-yard line. And in the flat.
Ooh.
That's going to be, I don't know if that was.
Yeah, I thought that might have been thrown behind him, too.
Behind the line, backwards pass almost.
Right.
As the quarterback, Milligan, was looking for number 4, Connor. So it's going to be now second down and 10, 2:44 to go. Strathaven down to the 39-yard line of Ridley, trailing 7-0. Exclusive broadcast, havenfootball.net, of middle school football, 7th and 8th graders. I formation again. Or actually, it's, okay, the pistol formation, quarterback with one running back, and he's
in trouble.
And it's, I think it's an incomplete pass. Or do they say fumble? Quarterback rolling Milligan was
no flag.
Hit. It is a it's a fumble recovered by Ridley.
Wow. That was a little questionable, I think. His arm was definitely out, whether it was going forward or not.
We can't look at it again.
I was going to say, there goes the instant replay concept.
Ridley takes over, wave off the flag. I think the ref, is there another kind of bag that he has? If there's a fumble?
Well, there's a bean bag, but I think that just got pulled out of his pocket or his waistband and fell on the ground. So now Ridley's going to get the ball at their own 47, and let's hope Haven can find a way to stop these guys now.
Ball's at the near side hash, first and 10. Quarterback for the Green Raiders, Anthony Labor. He's out of the gun. This is Holman over the right side, 50, 45, 40-yard line. That kid is a stud. Jalen Holman, first and 10, Ridley.
Yeah, 12-yard gain right there. That was nice.
Now you got a stable of running backs down there, man.
Now he's at the Haven 40, first and 10, 2:21 left in the first quarter.
Impressive. Clock 2:15 to go in the first. We play eight-minute quarters. The center out there, and he's doing a good job for Ridley. Not the biggest kid, but he's put together pretty good, though, strength-wise. Chris Brown. Anthony Labor, who loves Carson Wentz. Let's see if he plays like him. He's off to a good start so far. Pitch, running, big fella. I mean big fella again. Number 25. And that's Antonio Sahir. First down and more to the 20. Where are they going to spot this ball? 28-yard line.
Great, great blocking by Ridley front O-line. Boy, they just cleared a path right through the center of that line. Got him right into the backfield where some of the backs picked him up. But that was just great, great line blocking.
Very similar to the first game, the way it's starting off. So under center again is your quarterback, Labor. He's an eighth grader. And he's got a couple. Holman in motion.
Oh, that is a pitch.
Pitch to Nahaj Salim, who is taken down at the 22-yard line. It takes a while.
I'm sorry, that was the play they got the touchdown on last time. Did not have the kind of success. Still had a nice gain out of it, about 5 yards.
Can you believe the size of these kids, eighth graders? This is unbelievable.
Again, this is, some of these kids won't grow anymore when they get into high school. They may get heavier and faster, but
but look at all the kids Ridley has to choose from, too.
Yeah, well, that's the reason they're 6A. It's a heck of a program over there.
They have a lot of momentum going into next year, too. Their center on second down and five. That's going to be
illegal procedure.
False start, yep. I believe, on the right guard.
Left guard.
They called on the left guard.
They don't usually call it by number. I thought it was the left guard.
Nonetheless, that is a 5-yard penalty on the Green Raiders. 34.8 seconds ago, first quarter, back at the 27-yard line, the Strathaven 27. Ridley up 7-0. Second down and 10. Line of scrimmage. You got Holman. Is this looking like a wing T, guys? Formation here.
So it shows shallow. Oh! Yeah. Hand
loose
off and
ball.
A fumble.
Fumble. Boy, Strathaven really could use to get that ball, and they just couldn't get it. Recovered by Ridley. Loss on the play.
Yeah, recovered his own fumble, actually. 24 fumbled it. Jalen Holman. But he picked it up again.
And that'll be the final play of quarter number one. We go to the second quarter. It's middle school football, 7th and 8th graders. Ridley, 7, Strathaven, nothing. This is the heavyweight division on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Well, welcome back to the action here. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Mr. Kaufman. Andrew Kaufman, new to the broadcast crew. Andrew, you are a 2015 grad of Strathaven. Did you play sports?
I played soccer freshman year, and I played ice hockey all 4 years of high school.
Yeah, keep forgetting about hockey's big in this area, too, along with lacrosse. And then you have, congratulations to the Strathaven varsity boys soccer team.
Yep.
They finally get over the monkey off the back, get to the state, win the district championship. And better yet, of course, going to the state tournament. First time since, remember, Mike Barr, his final game, 2015, when they lost to Warwick in Lancaster County, second round back in the day. Boy, I love following Coach Barr. Still see him running around. All right, middle school football here. Strathaven trailing Ridley 7-0. Getting ready for the second 8 minutes. Second quarter, we're at George L. King Field here in Strathaven High School, Wallingford. Ridley has it third down and 14.
Boy,
and just
you
like
gotta
that,
call a timeout at the beginning of the second quarter. Yeah. That's not good.
And Mike, we want to thank all of our great sponsors too. I mean, getting some added value here tonight, but we thank them very much. And
those people that are listening for the first time, this is a site that is run simply on donations from both parents and primarily from business sponsors throughout the Strathaven area. And, if you have any opportunity when you look at our website to visit these people, make sure you tell them that you saw their ad on our site at havenfootball.net. It's we don't take a dollar of taxpayer money. It's all done independent of them. And we've been doing this, as we were talking about in the previous game, since 2002. It's a labor of love for us. And nobody's getting paid here. So it's all the way it works just because we enjoy doing it. We have a full site, and we just love being here and doing this and getting a chance to watch who's going to be coming up through the ranks in Strathaven football.
Following the timeout, first play of quarter number two, third and 13, handoff and over the right side, short of the first down by a good bit.
42 and 50 made the tackle.
Let's see, 42 and 10.
Anthony Crawford and Eddie Tevlin made the tackles on that.
For Strathaven, so it's going to be, they're moving left to right. Fourth down and 10 for Ridley.
Good place to make a stop right here.
Holman is the lone running back. Three receivers left.
Ooh.
Holman the ball carrier. Holman looking for a block, and Strathaven gets up on him and takes him out of bounds. They'll get the ball back. Strathaven first down and 10.
All right, that was a good stop. Good stop. They
7-0.
Kept them from turning the corner, and now they got the length of the field. They got to go from the 20. Was that the 25? Yep. They got to go from the 25 on. So let's see them get something started here.
Strathaven trailing 7-0 to Ridley as we begin quarter number two here. 7:21 to go. Strathaven, black uniforms, white numbers. Ridley, the legendary green and white. Quarterback for Strathaven is Sam Milligan, and we have a timeout call by the Panthers. Take a break. 7:21 to go. Second quarter. It's 7-0 Ridley. This is middle school football. 7th-8th graders on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Back at George L. King Field, Strathaven High School in Wallingford, Delaware County, middle school football. First and 10, Strathaven, trailing 7-0, tripped up.
That
on
looked
the
like the turf monster might have gotten him on that one. I don't know.
So the ball carrier was number 47, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it was 42.
42 for Strathaven.
What? No, I was wrong.
42.
Yeah, 42. That's
Anthony
right, okay.
Crawford. Loss of 2, second down and 12. One running back actually out of the shotgun. And the handoff, this is Connor, 25, ooh. 30. Connor is knocked out of bounds.
Lost the ball, too. That was a little scary. Yeah.
He kind of runs. Is he related to the Strathaven star, Jeff Connor? Yeah, going to Virginia. Okay, he runs like him, man. So there you go. There you go. Yeah, I know Mr. and Mrs. Connor. Man, they must be in the house here tonight. That's awesome. So he's tough. And that's a first down, first and 10 Strathaven, 40-yard line. Austin Connor. 6:46 to go, second quarter. Quarterback, Milligan. And it's going to be a handoff over the right side. Joe Natale. He's got a football name. Only a yard or two on that play, maybe a yard.
Yeah, it was a right sweep, but he had to turn the corner. Couldn't get out far enough to turn it.
Joe Natale, eighth grader, 6'1", 220. Austin Connor. Yeah, his brother took Strathaven, boys lacrosse, to the state finals, lost to Bishop Shanahan last spring. Jeff going to, wahoo, the University of Virginia to play lacrosse. Big-time program. Pass across the middle, caught, pushed back, ooh. And then popped down is Milligan to Anthony Crawford. Popped down by big number 87, and I mean big. We've talked about him enough already. Nahaj Salim.
So we got a third and two situation.
Yes, third and two.
Haven at 40, at their 46. Own 47.
Third and three, looks like. Okay. The spot.
And it's going to be a handoff, bobbles it. Connor keeps it 50, 45, 40, and knocked out of bounds. Actually, shoved out of bounds by Holman. Austin Connor. I'll remember that name for a long time.
And Haven, for the first time in this game, got over into Ridley territory. They're at the 41 now. And moving. Let's keep going.
Connor's got five carries tonight, already has 43 yards.
Wow.
Boy, he is a beast. 41-yard line of Ridley. Looks like they got the offensive going in this drive. In motion is that's Chase Nangle, far side, handoff, down to the 37-yard line.
Back to Connor.
Connor, the ball carrier. There's a Connor, a big story in the NFL. He's a Pennsylvania boy. He's a running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. James Connor. And doing a great job for Pittsburgh. Went to Erie McDowell High School. Second down, Strathaven here, and three. Middle school football. This is the heavyweight division. 7-0 Ridley.
Ooh,
and
ooh.
On the handoff to number 13, Chase Nagel, taken down for a loss. A loose ball, actually.
Yep,
and Ridley recovers it. Taking it away from Nagel. And they have it. The Green Raiders ball back, 45-yard line, their own 45, first and 10. They dodged a bullet right there. I thought that was a good-looking drive.
Yeah, it was. That was a play that never quite got off the ground, and the ball got bobbled, and then he got grabbed by one of the defenders and made deep penetration off his block, and it never quite recovered and lost the possession of the ball. All right, guys, time to get it back.
4:55 to go, second quarter. We're live on havenfootball.net. Ridley, quarterback labor, handoff over the right side, Holman, cuts, gets by one tackler, 50, still on his feet, cuts inside, 46-yard line, and finally taken down. It took three Strathaven players in their first, Anthony Crawford, and that Holman is something else.
He's going to be somewhere we're looking at in varsity, that's for sure.
And I'm sure you did the game, 2 years ago, and some of these kids are starting a middle school game a couple years ago.
Some of the kids from those games are obviously in varsity.
48-yard line of Strathaven, Ridley with the rock, leading at 7-0. Again, the under center, it's an I formation. Your center, labor.
Ooh, fumble.
Fumble again.
Oh, and Haven recovers.
I think Strathaven gets that
number
one.
Number 34 picked it up.
Recovered by Strathaven. Joe Natale, who was the fullback. So he fumbled the ball, right? Last offensive series for Strathaven. Then he gets it back as Ridley fumbles it away. So 7-0, 4 minutes ago, second quarter. Live on havenfootball.net, 48-yard line. Strathaven, just hang on to the ball here. I would use Connor a lot. I mean, he is just tearing it up. It's a pass. Watch out. Oh. Almost intercepted, deflected away.
Wow. Well, that was not a high percentage pass there. 42 was making a dive almost for a slant pass, but he was had a defender in front of him and a defender behind him.
Yeah, looking for Anthony Crawford. Second down, 10, Strathaven at their own 48-yard line. George L. Kingfield, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and my main man. Doing a great job, Mr. Kaufman, Andrew Kaufman. Kind of low-key, Andrew, but yeah, you'll get it going.
He's busy
right
with the stats. Yeah. I can tell you on personal stats. Experience,
I'm
it's a full-time
glad
job.
I don't have to do it. Connor taken down at the 46 for a loss. Who made that stop?
That was 39.
Guys, 39.
I've got binoculars, and Andrew sees better than I do without
them. Azir Bellamy, who's a seventh grader. You got to be kidding me. That's a big-time play right there. Third and 11, 3:30, turning clock, second quarter. Strathaven, obviously a passing play here. Pistol, he's going to take it himself. Oof. Taken down, gain of good, loss of a yard.
Good defense. Number 26 made the stop. Nate McLaughlin.
Nate McLaughlin, who is an eighth grader. For Ridley, nice tackle. His favorite player is now on the New York Giants. Tremendous running back, Penn State great, Saquon Barkley, who's a Pennsylvania guy. You guys know that?
Look at the size of the punter.
Yeah.
Yep. 34. What do we say?
Punting situation. And the punter out there for Strathaven. He fumbles the ball, and Ridley, oh, man, he's taken down back at the 39-yard line. Ridley will take over again. Great field position, first down and 10. I don't know what's going on. Is it it looks like the rain has stopped. Well, it's still misty.
There.
Guys, I know it's cold, and this will get you ready for future big-time games, playoff games down the road. Because this, unfortunately, this is Pennsylvania. That's the weather in this state.
If you don't die from heat prostration in the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, right. You're right about that. Isn't that crazy? So Ridley again, left to right, 2:45 to go, second quarter, leading at 7-0, middle school football. Across the middle, touchdown. He's going to take it to the house, and Ridley's going to lead it. No flags on the play.
Just a quick release across the center. He just threw it to him, probably a 7-yard pass.
Yeah.
And he was wide open, nobody in front of him.
Nahaj Salim. With the touchdown, and it's 13-0. It's almost like a some kind of a shovel pass. It really
It's like a quick hit.
Yeah.
Just take a step back. And, of course, he's got the height, so you just throw it ahead of him.
He got a full head of steam. Forget about it. Ridley leading it 13. Check that. Yeah, 7 plus 6 is 13-0. And it's Holman.
And oh, he's got in.
For the 1 point.
For the 1 point.
Number 24 over the right side, Jalen Holman. 14-0 Ridley. Let's take a break. Middle school football, the heavyweight division. 2:38 to go. Second quarter, 14-0 Ridley. Hayden Football Wildcats.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
He's got a great voice, Beasley. 2:38 to go, second quarter. And it's 14-0 Ridley over Strathaven, the home team. Second half of our doubleheader, middle school football, lightweight division earlier. Ridley won it 33-0. Kicking it off left to right here for the Green Raiders following another touchdown. He just scored it, Nahaj Salim, and he will kick it off. Short kick. to the far side. Loose ball. Turns out to be like an onside kick, and it's recovered by Ridley. Unbelievable. Perfect bounce.
Well, it's perfect bounce, and it seemed like Strathaven was taken by complete surprise, even though they attempted the same thing last time.
Ridley's number 44. Was that Emilio Nieves recovering that ball? And now they start from the Strathaven 46-yard line. Dave Wood, the coach of Ridley, kudos to him, keeping that program and the kids' heads up this year after the varsity after going 0-4, 6-4. They close out the regular season, beating Haverford in an incredible game to make the playoffs and giving North Penn a powerhouse, all they could handle in the first round of the district's losing 26-16. Ridley left to right. Under center is Labor. Two running backs, flag on the play.
Call off sides on it? No, illegal procedure.
False start.
Ridley, yep.
On the Green Raiders, 5-yard penalty, first down and 15. Guys have a beautiful sight view here, Mike.
Yeah, well, we're higher than, well, actually, when the stands are full, the only problem is we're down with the fans, and if they stand up, we're spending a lot of time looking around them. But we usually ask them to sit down.
A couple of years ago, I helped you out when I had time on Friday nights to do some sideline for you.
That's right.
That was pretty cool. Right. You still have that going on?
Nope. Actually, Andrew's probably going to do that next year for
it's
us.
It's really cool on the field, yeah. Shotgun. Deflects off the quarterback, picked up by the speedy running back. Is that Holman again down the near side?
Yep.
35, 30, 25, first down and more. Tackle number 24 for Strathaven. Was it number 24? 35 Strathaven, sorry. Luke Lulovich. Luke Lulovich. And a first and 10 for Ridley at the 24-yard line of Strathaven with 2:19 to go in the second quarter, and they lead at 14-0.
Well, Haven needs to stop in the worst way right here, whether it's a turnover or just on downs, but they got to stop this machine from moving.
Deflected off the quarterback on the snap, and then right to Holman, the running back, who took it. And left side, ball carrier, Antonio Sahir. Antonio, let's see, tackle by four.
Yeah, Austin Connor, it was a nice hit, too. He really grabbed him and took him right down.
Looks like the
3-yard gain on that one.
Yeah, 21-yard line. So second down, 7, Ridley. Ball at the far side hash. Buck 35 to go, second quarter. Under center, your quarterback again, number 38, Anthony Labor for the Green Raiders. Two running backs. And again, a false start.
Five took off, so we get across him 5 more yards.
The Ridley coach is a little ticked off at their boys doing that. Yeah, you got to teach them now, man.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So that'll make it second down and 12. Ball is back to the, where they have it at?
Strathaven 26-yard line.
26-yard line. And timeout is called by Green, which means timeout by Ridley. 1:26 to go, second quarter, 14-0 Green Raiders. Middle school football, havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Back at George L. King Field in Wallingford, Delaware County, we have middle school football for you tonight. In the second half of our doubleheader, the heavyweight game, it's Ridley 14, Strathaven nothing. First game, lightweight, all Ridley 33-0. So Strathaven outscored between the two games. Now 47-0, Mike. So it's time for us to get stop these guys, and got to get some points in the second half.
They got to stop turning the ball over. That's their biggest problem right now.
Second and 12, Ridley driving again, 26-yard line of Strathaven. rolling quarterback labor under pressure and dragged down by
88.
That is Ben Faribault. He's a big kid. 6'3", 162 pounds.
6'3", 162. We used to use them to get the marbles out from the underneath the sewer thing.
Well, the way he moves, he could be a basketball player.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have to ask Dan Spangler about that.
He might be.
Ben Faribault.
Well, we got a penalty, though.
Flag on the play.
Yeah.
That's
they called
be
it
a
horse collar.
Collar.
He grabbed the jersey.
I'll have to look at it again.
Yeah, right. We're going to do that. Yeah. Call New York for a replay.
So that'll be an automatic first down, right?
No, I don't think
it's inside the 20. Not an automatic first down. So Ridley, second down and three at the 17-yard line of Strathaven. Clock moving, coming up on a minute to go here in quarter number two. Strathaven already trailing 14-0. Is that Holman again over the right side? And he gets to the 10-yard line. That'll be a first down for Strathaven. Check that. First down for Ridley at the Strathaven 10. Ben Bowen Aretz is one of those in on the tackle. So 50 seconds to go. 50. And turning. It's first and 10 or first and goal. It's first and goal right at the 10-yard line. And a timeout with 49 seconds to go here in the second quarter by the Green Raiders.
All right, let's talk a little bit. We're going to hopefully be at Academy Park this week. Obviously, Strathaven lost last week to Academy Park. While we were there, we asked various powers that be if they were interested in the broadcast of their playoff game this coming Friday. They have expressed an interest today. We're trying to put our crew together for the game on Friday night. So if you're paying attention to high school football and you want to listen to a playoff game, we hope to be at, and you can check our pages to confirm it, but we hope to be at Academy Park on Friday night. And after that, it's kind of a week-by-week thing. We see who's interested, who can do it, and then we'll take it from there. And if we think there's a – sometimes we'll cover it ourselves. In other words, there is a fee for the PIAA, which can get to be very expensive. We do not charge our sponsors anymore for playoff games because it's really not possible. So we have to lay out the money ourselves, so that becomes an issue. But sometimes for the district championship game, depending on whether anybody else is covering it, we'll go there and cover it. So just stay tuned. Check the website. We'll let you know what we're doing.
I forgot about those fees, Mike.
Oh, I never forget about those fees. Ever.
There so it's go. First and goal. For Ridley, late here in the second quarter. It's a handoff to the big fella, number 87, over the left side, Nahaj Salim, down to 5-yard line, yeah. Gain of 5, 36 seconds to go. Second and goal from Strathaven's 5 for the Green
Hurry
Raiders.
Up offense. Oh,
and they waste a play there.
Well, they only have 28 seconds, so they just went ahead and grounded it.
So they waste a play at 28 seconds ago, but now they only have two. I think they have one timeout remaining. Did they use timeout there?
No,
he's
just
they
going
spiked
for the
ball.
Spiked the ball.
So spike. Okay, there you go. All right. So the clock stops 28.4 seconds ago, but now it's third and goal. Third and goal from the 5-yard line. Is Ridley. Boy, that is a tight formation right there. Yep. I don't know what they're going to be doing here.
Oh,
the
quarterback
fumbles
the ball. Who's got the ball? Recovered
by Strathaven.
Number 52. Jack Fleming recovered the ball for Haven. That's a nice way to stop Ridley.
That was crazy.
Oh, the snap never got there.
Yeah, but I don't know who they're going to hand it off to anyway. It was just a weird formation.
It looked like it might have been a quarterback sneak, but because it never developed, I don't know.
Nonetheless, Strathaven gets the break. They get the ball back and probably just take a knee here and get out of here, go to halftime trailing 14-0. But crazier things have happened.
If you can throw the ball, I'd throw it deep. That's just me.
I would not take a chance. I would just take a knee and get out of here. Only down 14-0.
Take a knee and he fumbled it, but he got it back.
Yeah, he dropped it, didn't
he? Yep.
And that will be it. I don't think anybody's going to call timeout now. 16-15, and we'll go to halftime of this middle school football game. 7th and 8th graders, the heavyweight division. Your score, is Ridley 14 and Strathaven nothing. Back with more halftime fun on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Coldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Halftime score here at George L. King Field, the heavyweight division, middle school football, 7th and 8th graders. Ridley leading it 14-0. Dave Berman, along with the two gentlemen to my right in the middle, Mike Mayer and Andrew Kaufman. And it was kind of cool, Coach Clancy coming over, the legendary head coach for the Strathaven varsity team, telling us the ins and odds and ends of that, what offense Ridley was running there at the end of the game. And he's seen it all over his 28 years as a head coach.
So, Andrew, what you got for some stats? How's it working for you?
So, for stats for Strathaven, they've got 16 carries today for 35 yards, 1 for 3 in the air for 5 yards. And on the Ridley side of things, they've got 14 rushing attempts for 91 yards. They're at 6.5 yards a carry. Through the air, they've got their 4 of 5. A lot of those are just really quick hitters for 75 yards and the 2 scores.
Time of possession is down towards the bottom. Can you find it for me?
Time of possession is going to be a little off because it's based off 12-minute quarters.
Oh, I never showed you how to change that. So, okay, forget it. Don't worry about it. I forgot
that's
that.
A little off right now.
That. Yep, 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 yep.
But Ridley's had the bulk of the ball.
Yeah, oh, there's no doubt about that. Well, yeah, they've dominated the game, and the only reason it's 14-0 is that everybody has the dropsies.
Yeah, and both teams have 2 turnovers tonight already.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Haven just, you know, they got something going really deep in the Ridley territory and just lost, you know,
and
fumbled,
and
that was it. That's just a killer when you have this kind of situation. In the meantime, Ridley's been pretty impressive. That tight formation, everybody blocks down, give it to the fullback, run through it. That's been working. Haven's got to find some way. I would think the way to counter that is with your linebackers. But you know, obviously it's not something they haven't seen before. But Ridley's executing it extremely well. And some big kids, as Dave was pointing out, though it's amazing. And I realize these kids. You know, a lot of them, you look at the 8th graders, and of course they'll be freshmen in high school next year, but you're wondering how big they might get. They might not get any bigger, but they might, on the other hand, you know.
Be really big guys,
yeah,
really strong
humongous
guys, and then they'll be dominating at the next level.
Ridley, a 6A program, the bigger schools in the state, Strathaven, 5A program. And talking with Coach Clancy, interviewing him at halftime of the first game, which was the lightweight middle school game won by Ridley 33-0. Coach Clancy says that, you know, this is a great opportunity for these kids to learn the game even, you know, more at a higher level, 7th and 8th graders. And the fact that, you know, more and more kids are coming out playing Strathaven High School football. And what they've been dressing, what, 35 kids, Mike?
Yeah, 38 kids.
If they
yeah.
could get up to 50, you know, and, you know, I mean, I know there's only 11 kids on the field at the time, but you need that extra depth.
Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah, remember
you can
something.
See the difference, yeah.
When you have in high school, when you've got, let's say, 50 kids on a high school team, you know, if 10 or 12 of them are sophomores, most of the sophomores can't play. They'll play JV. But they're not big enough. They're not good enough yet. They're still learning. Of the juniors, again, you may have another 10 or 15. Maybe half of them can play effective football. Then you have the seniors where you hope where most, if not all of them, can play well. But the bottom line is when you have a roster of 40, you've only got maybe 14 kids that can really play the game. And that means you got a lot of kids going both ways because in high school ball, your number one on rotation or your number one on the depth chart is, you know, it's like number one and a number seven. I mean, it doesn't go 2, 3, 4. They're not that close to each other. So a heavily fatigued number one player will still be a better choice for you to play rather than trying to substitute with what's effectively a number seven in the depth chart, kid who really can't play effectively. So it's tough, you know, and the proof of the pudding is Garnet Valley, which has a roster of 100, and they platoon in, you know, two full squads, and they have backup second stringers for both two full squads. And they're a dominant team and have been for years in the Central League now since they came in. And that's because they got 100 kids. They're also a 6A
and Ridley
club.
They dress.
Ridley dresses
to
a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Ridley's never had, I shouldn't say never. Ridley's not known for their size. Ridley has been known for their quickness. And they tend to have smaller kids, whatever reason that is. Well, that's this team sure doesn't look like it. But they're always very quick and extremely well coached.
Ridley will kick it off right to left here in quarter number three. Strathaven gets it 25-30. 35. Ooh. Going backwards now is Chase Nangle. And the Panthers will take over left to right. First and 10, trailing 14-0 to Ridley at their own 32-yard line. Coming in crystal clear, worldwide, all the way live on havenfootball.net. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and Andrew Kaufman. Nice turnout here tonight on a, it's a, what is, Monday night, and it is a, turning out to be a cold one. I was joking earlier about getting warmer.
And we should mention that tomorrow was ballot day. Go out and vote tomorrow.
Yes, election day. So Strathaven, quarterback Sam Milligan, shotgun, has a man. He's wide open. It's caught at the 50, 45, 42. Still draggling tackers. Anthony Crawford, 5'9", eighth grader with the catch.
Down to the 38, down to the Ridley 38. For how long?
That'll be a pass for 30 yards.
All right.
Hurry up offense here. Strathaven. The center, let's give him some love, Jordan Drain for Strathaven. Snap, handoff, Connor, 35, cuts outside, 30, 25. He could go all the way. Ooh. Just short of the end zone. A touchdown saving tackle thanks to the tremendous speed of number 24, Jalen Holman of Ridley. First and goal for Strathaven.
From the two, it looks like.
First and goal from the two. Got to get that baby in there.
Two huge plays there for Strathaven's offense, both over 30 yards.
A pass and a run. So nothing fancy here, just run the ball.
Ooh,
there's Connor,
there
left side, easily in there for the touchdown. Austin Connor.
That was a real good drive there for Haven to take the ball down the field real quickly there and put it in for six.
7:02 to go in the third quarter. So our first points between both games tonight in middle school football. for Strathaven, losing the opener in the lightweight affair, 33-0 to Ridley. So now 14-6, and they'll go for – Strathaven is known for really good kickers.
Well, we have had – you know, we've had Emmett Young for 4 years, probably. I think Heeman is a freshman.
So let's see who the future kicker is here. Holder is Sam Milligan.
Kicker's number 11 for Strathaven, William Ernst.
William Ernst. With the extra point, oh, it's bobbled, and that causes a problem. It's a line drive, partially blocked and missed. 14-6 Ridley. We got a ball game. 7:02 to go in the third. It's middle school football on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
All right, just like that, it's a 14-6 game now. Ridley by 8 points. Touchdown by Austin Connor, younger brother of great lacrosse player for Strathaven. Now at University of Virginia as a freshman, Jeff Connor. And there you go, Mike. Here we go.
All right, well, let's see if Haven can play some good defense now, get the ball back, and tie this up or take the – well, won't be able to take the lead necessarily, but they can certainly tie it up.
Kicking off is number 34, Joe Natal for Strathaven, left to right. Back deep. Two solid athletes. Let's see what they do. It's a wobbly kick, but it's going to bounce inside the 10 and taken by Ridley at the 10, at the 15, 20, 25, and that's pretty much up to about the 26-yard line. First down and 10. That was a nice return.
That was a nice kick. That's what gave such a...
And who got that return? Who was that return by, guys?
That was number 25, I think, for Ridley.
So that was...
Antonio Sahir?
Sahir, who's had a pretty big game. So, 6:54 to go.
In the third quarter.
Third quarter, 14-6 Ridley. They do spot it at the 26. Ridley at their own 26. And I tell you, the guy they really want to give it to, I think, and he's a big-time athlete, is at number 24, Jalen Holman.
Well, I think he's one of their go-to guys, no doubt about it. Certainly the way it's playing tonight.
There it is, that tight formation
again. Tight formation again. We'll see. Okay, yep,
right up the gut. And he's gang tackled. And the tackle, the towel in there on the stop. The ball carrier was number
26 on was the ball
26
carrier.
For Ridley.
It was Joe Natal, 34, made that stop.
Nate McLaughlin, who loves Saquon Barkley. Who doesn't? Well, if you Eagles fans now, you got to play against him twice a year. 6:25, turning clock, third quarter, 14-6, Ridley over Strathaven.
In that tight formation again.
Under center. Is your quarterback Anthony Labor for Ridley? The
pitch
another fumble on the play.
Oh, get it! I think Haven's got
Strathaven recovers it at the 26.
All right, short field, super.
Who got that, Connor?
34, I think.
It was recovered by
35.
Luke Lulovich, what a name! 5'8", eighth grader. First down and 10, Strathaven. So Ridley is just killing themselves with the turnovers.
Haven gets a nice short field now. Let's see what they can do. Quarterback goes in a shotgun.
One running back. Receiver to each side. It's Connor. Far side, Connor, and dragged down. A gain of 2.
He did close that pretty well. He was trying to get the corner. Couldn't quite get out there. Still a gain of about 3, I think.
Tackle Antonio Sahir for Ridley. Second down and 8. Two-yard gain. Austin.
Ooh,
Connor.
One yard gain, actually.
Yeah, you're right about
it.
Yeah. Shotgun again. Sam Milligan. In motion, near side. There's your ball carrier. And he's at the 30. He's going to be taken out for a loss back at the 30.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Loss of three. Chase Nangle, who was in there?
That was
91 looks like he was in there.
Yeah, 37 was in there. Is that 37?
Dean Connett.
87.
And 87, Nahaj Salim. So third down and 14 for Strathaven. The drive going backwards here with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Shotgun again. Back to pass in the flat. 30, 25. Connor still on his feet to the 22. Austin Connor now. That was near side, by the way. Down to the 22. It'll be fourth down.
And about seven.
Fourth and seven, Strathaven. Obviously, four down territory.
Absolutely.
8 minute quarters. We're in the third. Right, four
up,
and a half to go.
Hurry up offense here.
Quarterback Sam Milligan looks at the sideline for the call. Back to pass. Has time. It's caught. Is it going to be good enough for the first down, though? I don't think so.
No,
about
I
a
don't
4 yard
so.
Gain to the 18.
That's a typical youth mistake.
Anthony Crawford, number 42, with a catch for Strathaven, but it's going to be turned over on downs. He was short.
So Haven couldn't take advantage of the short field. They're going to get that ball back again. They won't have to march the length of the field, that's for sure.
Give credit to Ridley. They have really struggled, though, the Green Raiders, in their last three, four possessions, guys.
Yeah, but, boy, their defense certainly picked it up, didn't they?
They lead it 14-6, Ridley. 4:20 to go, third quarter. And this formation really is not exactly what the doctor has ordered the last few
plays. Not too sure why the linebackers don't play.
It looks like a little bit open now. They open it up to Holman over the right side again, still on his feet. A couple of yards on the play. Tough to take down. 42 on the stop. Anthony Crawford. Also that Luke Lulovich is in there.
Oh, it looks like he gained almost five.
You're right about that. Second down, and we'll call it probably second and four for Ridley. Ball's at the 20-yard line, their own 20, 3:45, turning clock, third quarter. Ball at the far side hash mark. Second and four. They want to keep that ball on the ground, probably.
Oh,
quarterback keeper, yeah. Trying to use that offensive line. He gets a couple of yards on the play. It'll be third, 3 yard gain. Third and three for Ridley. 24-yard line. And keeping it on the ground, the Ridley Green Raiders.
You know what Haven has not been able to do defensively? They can't penetrate that line. Every play has been for, unless it's been some kind of a lateral or something, they're always losing 2, 3, 4 yards on the line.
Quarterback. Pass across the middle. Incomplete.
Yep, incomplete.
Knocked down. Intended for Ryan Deal.
Right, fourth down now. Now, you would think they'd have
to. Oh, they got to kick it away here.
Because they're back at their own 25.
Yeah, they're at their own 25-yard line here.
Got to punt the ball away here. They have enough confidence in that defense right there. So they come to the line of scrimmage again on fourth and two. Ridley leading at 14-6, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Tight formation, pitch to Holman over the right side. He's going to be getting that first down. Barely, but he got it by about a yard.
Didn't need much, didn't get much, but he got enough.
Holman saves the day for Ridley. Jalen Holman, eighth grader. Spot the ball at the 30-yard line. First and 10. Running clock late here, quarter number three. The Green Raiders moving right to left. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and we have Andrew Kaufman with us. We have a timeout. Timeout Ridley, I think that's their second timeout. And we still have 2.5 to go. That's our first? That's our first, Andrew? First timeout. All right, 2:35 to go. Third quarter, 14-6 Ridley over Strathaven. Middle school football on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
On the snap, fumbled by Holman out of the quarterback position, it looked like. Or the Wildcat gets back a little bit of that yardage.
Still took a loss, though.
Yeah, it's going to be second down and 12, a loss of two on that play. So second and 12 for Ridley. They have a 14-6 lead, 2:11, turning clock to go, quarter number three. This is the heavyweight division middle school game, 7th and 8th graders, between Ridley and Strathaven. The lightweight game earlier that we had on havenfootball.net went to Ridley 33-0. So second down and 12. I'm surprised they have not tried to go Ridley again to number 87, Nahaj Saleem, under center. Rolling right, rolling, under pressure, taken down for a sack and a loss. Who is in there, guys?
There's a number 11 on the tackle.
11, William Ernst. Good job by William, the 5'8", 134-pound linebacker, 8th grader.
Pushing Ridley back. Now it's going to be 3rd and 18. 20. 18.
3rd and 18. Clock turning, 1:15 to go.
They can keep this to a minimum gain. I think that'll prevent Ridley from trying to get a first down at this stage of the game. They'll punt it away. That's what they need. Or a turnover would be even better.
Defense, defense. All right, here we go.
He's got to start playing an instrument here.
George L. King Field. Back to pass. Rolling. He's going to keep it himself and get a few of the yards back. In on the stop for Strathaven. Boy, he's had a big third quarter. Luke Lulovich. Fourth and long. And now they got to punt the ball. Got to punt the ball.
You would think. You don't want to turn it over down there to Haven, that's for sure.
35 seconds, turning clock. Third quarter, 14-6 Ridley. What a ball game here. Defensive battle in the heavyweight middle
school
game.
They're going for it?
They're going to go for it.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
Shotgun. Holman, and they snap it over the head of the quarterback. Holman picks it up. Loose ball. Strathaven picks it up at the 15-yard line.
Oh.
And you talk about great field position with 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. And great job, Strathaven defense.
I don't understand that call. I mean, I'm assuming he doesn't have a punter. But, you know, that's – you know, you say you're going to set up, you're going to go into into a long snap, and that's your worst fear, is it's going to go over his head, and you're going to turn the ball over and lose all those yards. So what are we at, the 15-yard line now?
14. Dave Crispin, the head coach for the Strathaven Middle School heavyweight team. Mike Akmanowicz, assistant coach. There is going to be a handoff. Natal, I believe.
He's clear.
Joe Natal.
Yep.
Good gain, about 10 yards.
Yep, and they got in the first down. We'll see where they spot it. Pushed out of bounds, but that was a great run.
Let's see exactly where they spot the ball with 4.9 seconds to go in the third quarter. They say a gain of 9.
Yep.
So it's second down and 1. And the ball is... looks like the 4-yard line of Ridley. Strathaven can cut it to a 2-point game with a touchdown here. We're going to be in for a rip-roaring fourth quarter.
Natal's got a shoe problem. Hopefully he's got it fixed, as he's probably going to get the ball.
Quarterback Milligan, shotgun again.
And he does.
Natal, the big fella, taken down for a loss. And that'll be the final play of the third quarter. Tackle made by Nahaj Saleem. We go to the fourth quarter, middle school football, heavyweight division. Rock'em sock'em, 14-6, Ridley over Strathaven on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Talking about Strathaven, middle school heavyweight football player, number 34, Joe Natal, 6'1", 220 pounds, fullback, defensive end, and a future probably big-time player on the Strathaven varsity with his size and progression. But we go to the fourth quarter, eight more minutes to go in regulation, unless we go overtime.
Oh, don't tell me that.
It's a possibility.
Well, it is.
Hey, it's great here. We're, you know, Mike, we're, it, for the community and the kids, a great thing we're doing here, covering middle school football here tonight.
It is wonderful, but I'm also working for the committee, doing social work tomorrow because I'm going to be working the polls all day long.
No school tomorrow.
No school tomorrow.
Was there school today?
Sure.
Oh, there was. Okay. Sure. So it's 14-6 Ridley. Strathaven driving. It's a goal to go, right? Third and goal to go.
Third and four, it looks like.
Third and four.
Oh, third and four. He can still get a first down. Third and four from the 7-yard line. Rolling left side, and the Ridley defense is on top of that. Quarterback keeper.
I think that was a broken play. I think he wanted to hand it off, and they missed the handoff, and he took off around the corner.
Milligan tackled by, again, two big defensive plays the last couple of.
Yeah, Ridley's really playing it tough. It's
by Nahaj Salim.
They got to find some answers here. Fourth down now.
Lost a yard. Fourth and five.
Fourth and five.
Strathaven driving, trailing 14-6.
The good news is they can get the first down. The bad news is they need 5 yards.
Shotgun, one running back, two receivers, rolling, in trouble, gets the pass away, and he's got his man in the end zone for a touchdown. It was partially
deflected. What a beautiful play. Beautiful play.
Number 11 with the catch, William Ernst on the throw by Sam Milligan. Did not panic, and it's 14-12, 7:17 to go. Ridley by two, and now you got to obviously kick it.
If you got a kicker.
And yeah, it's looking like they're sending out the kick team.
And that would tie the game in a timeout, Strathaven. So how about keeping it right here?
Sure.
Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and we have Andrew Kaufman with us. And, Andrew, what do you think, man? This turned out to be a really good middle school heavyweight scrum.
Yeah, it's turning into a real good it's a heavyweight battle. It's what you'd expect from two storied programs. Their middle school teams battling it out real hard here. Real good chance for Haven to tie the game right here if they can get this extra point to go through.
And the kicker is
number
William
11.
Ernst. This would be you kick and you make a kick, it's 2 points.
This is an adventure.
Snap. It's going to be blocked. It was a slow developing and blocked.
The snap was high. The holder got off his knee, had to come up, get the ball, then put it back down, and it was way too much time before that happened.
Well, a lot of time left. 7:17 to go, fourth quarter. Ridley maintains the lead, but just 2 points now, 14-12, and the Strathaven defense has been on fire for the last three quarters of this game. We'll take a break, back with more. You're listening to Middle School Football on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back, George L. King Field, Strathaven High School in Wallingford, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. It'll be the Panthers to kick it off following that touchdown pass. Your kicker is Natal and Ridley with a 2-point lead, 14-12, 7:17 to go in the game. The big fella, Natal, end over and a booming shot. And it's over the head of Holman and into the end zone, a touchback.
Wow. You don't see that very often in middle school football.
What a kick by Natal.
Hope Coach Clancy's paying attention. We could use a kicker like that. We got to replace somebody. Yeah.
First down and 10. 7:13 to go. Ball game. Middle school football. Heavyweights. And Ridley hanging on. 14-12 lead. It's been really domination in the second half by Strathaven.
Yeah, well, yeah, they've obviously kept Ridley off the board, and they've come within two.
And the Green Raiders had a really good offense going in the first half.
Well, they've turned it over adjusted, too much. Yeah. They kind of do what Haven did in the beginning. Here comes that running back.
There's Holman again.
Oh.
Trying to look at that run over the 25 to the 27-yard line. 7-yard gain. Clock continues to run. Holman tackle on the play. 54. Jordan Drain. He is built like a fire hydrant. 5'9", 195 pounds.
Number Love
54,
it.
He's an eighth grader.
Love it. Nose tackle. All right, it's second and two now, so it's an 8-yard gain.
6:41 to go, fourth quarter. We're live from, again, George L. King Field. Beautiful turf facility here, Strathaven. Two-time PIAA state champs, 99 and 2000 in football. State runner-ups in 2001 and 2002. What an era. Under center is quarterback Anthony Lane. There's
fumble.
A fumble again. Unbelievable. And it's a loss back to the 22-yard line. I don't know what's going on there.
Well, that was just a bad handoff. Quarterback never quite got the ball. Turned around trying to hand somebody. Didn't have the handle on it, and he just knocked it out of his hand and kept going back. So
third down and 7.
This is
and the coach, a labor, comes over, talks it over with his head coach, and looks a little frustrated out there. So labor comes back into the huddle, talks it over, 3rd and 8. 5:40, turning clock, ball game, 14-12, Strathaven trailing by 2 to the Ridley Green Raiders. Middle school football on this Monday night. Under center is Labor. In motion now, misdirection play, and there's your man. He's at the 35, 40, 42-yard line.
But there's a flag.
That is, yeah, I see a flag. Okay. Nahaj Salim, it was a late flag coming in there.
Defensive hold?
The area of holding.
Oh, no, holding against the offense. Okay.
Holding offense. Now, where do they put the ball? Is it a first down? Is it a spot foul?
Apparently, there's going to be an unsportsmanlike as well. There's
and an unsportsmanlike.
We don't know yet. I'm just looking at how late the flag was.
So it comes back, even though it was. So, 10 yards.
There's the flag at the 31.
An unsportsmanlike on Ridley.
Obviously, one of the kids said something to the ref he should not have said.
So instead of having a first down, it's now going to be 3rd and way back.
Yep, that's a 15
way back
yard
inside
penalty.
The 10.
Looks like
7 yard line,
yep. 7 or 8 yard line there.
3rd and long. 20. I would guess 25.
Yeah. No, not
third
that far.
23.
3rd and 23. All right, so. Good job, Andrew. Good job. How do you know that?
I've got a calculator.
I've got some stats here.
Okay, there you go. All right, good. All right, 5:03. If you're Ridley, you want to run the ball. Probably give it to 87 or number 23, 4 again.
Okay,
it is
come on
24.
Now, guys. Make the stick.
It's Holman, and he accelerates for. He's going to be short of the first down. He's still on his feet, though. Holman finally taken down at the 27-yard line, but breathing room there.
Breathing room. He almost made the first down.
Yeah. So it's fourth down, though.
They'll
go I tell
for
you what,
it.
They're going to go for it.
Absolutely.
And they'll probably give it to Holman again.
I would.
21-yard gain there.
Yeah.
21-yard gain.
Now, so we're at 4th and 3, 4th and 2.5, long 2, and I don't know.
Ridley leading it by 2, 14-12, 4:20 to go, fourth quarter, middle school football. What a run there by number 24, Jalen Holman, 8th grader. Tight formation again. 4th and 2, this could be the ball game right here. He's not going to get it. Taking it down for a loss.
Nice defense.
Well, it's the quarterback. Did they try a quarterback keeper again?
I don't know.
I think they tried to keep the ball. The quarterback tried to keep the ball go off the
right side
here.
Yeah. It hasn't worked very well.
didn't get any push from the offensive line there. Panthers defense got a great push on that play there.
So no gain on the play. Thank you, Andrew. 28-yard line, Strathaven now at the Ridley 28 and getting close to taking the lead here. It's not going to be easy, however.
Well, we got a timeout? What do we got? Referee timeout.
But keep using your – I tell you what, Austin Connor is the guy they got to get the ball to. Well, they're going to give it to – it is Connor, right?
Yep.
Yeah, look at him run. Boy, he reminds him of his brother, Jeffrey. And he gets down to the 24-yard line. I would imagine he plays lacrosse, too. Does.
Got down to the 23 on that one.
Austin Connor. Gain of five. Yeah. Second down and five for Strathaven. 3:40 to go. Fourth quarter. 14-12 lead, guys, for Ridley. I formation. All right. Ooh. He fumbles it, picks it back up over the left side. Natal, the fullback, and he's finally taken down by the other big guy, 87, Nahaj Salim. That'll be a first down, Strathaven. The ball is down at the Ridley 12-yard line. First and 10, Strathaven. The great news, they can still get another first down.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Down to 3:23, turning clock, fourth quarter. Strathaven with the ball, trailing by two on this chilly middle school football night in Wallingford. And a fumble, and who gets it? It's back at the 23-yard line. Salim was going after it. I saw that he pushed a guy, but Strathaven got it. Who was Johnny on the spot?
Connor.
Thank goodness. Boy, he had to be quick to get back there.
That's a lot of yards to lose. Though. Now you got back at
10 there on the play.
Yep.
Second down and
20.
Yeah, right at 20, yep. Second and 20, Strathaven. Still have the ball at the 23-yard line, but they need something big right here. Quarterback Milligan. Misdirection play over the right side. Nangle, lot of room. First down and more. Far side, 10-5. Drag close to the pylon.
Down to the one.
It'll be first and goal, Strathaven, from the 1 yard line.
What a play. That was a triple reverse.
Gains 22 on the play.
That was the gadget play of all gadget plays.
5'4", Chase Nangle.
Sure, they didn't see him.
They had to pull something out of the hat there.
That's right. All right, we got timeout now.
Timeout, Strathaven.
All right, we'll keep it right here.
2:18 to go in the fourth quarter. First and goal from the one. Strathaven trails by 2 points. And the way their defense is playing, they just get this in. Nothing, can't take anything for granted.
No,
just try
you
to
can't.
Get this in. And the defense is playing unbelievable.
Well, yeah, but really just got some weapons.
Yes,
they can make
do.
That work. I would.
If they can hang on to the ball, that's
it. Yeah, well, that's
both
that's
issues.
The thing.
So but, first and goal. You know, at the 1 yard line, and again, you cannot fumble it here.
You know, you got to hold on to the ball, and a good quarterback sneak, if that's in their repertoire, would definitely be effective.
Yeah.
But you got to get some push off that line. Of course, the problem is everybody's playing with such tight splits that you're just kind of powering everybody. You know, everybody's just concentrated in the center. So we'll see what happens.
First game, lightweight of the middle school games we're doing tonight here, 7th and 8th graders, 33-0 Ridley. Connor is taken down for a loss.
Football's
and it's a fumble, and Ridley picks it up, and he could take it to the house. And they are 50, 40. Is it Holman?
That's Holman.
Unbelievable. What a turn of events right there. There's, however, flags on the play. That's about a 95-yard fumble return, flag on the play, however. And I wonder what they're going to call right here.
Well, it's probably
and the
not.
The Ridley fans are beside themselves. And the Ridley coaches.
What are they calling?
Blocking the back.
Blocking the back.
Okay. So Ridley gets the ball.
Absolutely.
Block on the back on the return.
And the sad part is he had such a lead that there was no reason to block anywhere. Just let everybody go. Don't do anything. Let him just take off.
How can you tell kids that?
Well, you tell them that.
I know,
but
they still
But it's like, you know, don't throw things that aren't necessary to be done. But, yeah, whatever. You're right. And these kids are 12, 13 years old, so it's tough. But now I'll tell you, the real disadvantage here, Haven got so close, you know, they could have brought it in. Not only did they, fortunately, Ridley did, you know, for Haven, the Ridley didn't score that touchdown, but they're down by – Haven's down by two.
2 minutes to go.
And they got to get that ball back. So now Ridley's got it at the 20, at their own 20. 2 minutes left in the game. Haven's down by 2 points. Haven's got to get that ball back because Ridley can just easily
How many timeouts has Strathaven used?
I don't think they have any. They used two. They have one left. Yeah.
It's going to be tough.
It's not an
Unless
easy thing to do.
Ridley turns it over. And there's been a lot of that
there's
here
There's been
tonight.
A lot 14, of that
14-12 Ridley. Can they hang on? Going to keep it himself over the right side. He wants to stay in bounds, obviously. Quarterback, 20 right there. 21-yard line. Couple of yards on the play. As your ball carrier was Anthony Labor. Who made the tackle on that play, guys?
Oh, I wasn't paying any attention.
I had 42 and 88.
34, there you go. Joe Natal with the stop. 137, moving clock. I don't know why Strathaven is not using the timeout. Well, if they have two of them, especially.
I don't think they have two.
And it's up at the 22, gain of a yard. Or about a yard. Ridley with the ball. And bunch formation using as much time as possible. And the handoff. Maybe a yard on the play, if anything. Now there's a timeout. Now they use a timeout, Strathaven. Gain of one. It'll be third down and eight. 1:03 to go, fourth quarter. 14-12 Ridley. We'll keep it right here.
Okay.
And Strathaven, if they don't have any more timeouts left, they may get the ball back just, you know, with precious seconds remaining.
Well, it's third down now. Third and about nine. Long eight, I guess. So it's possible there'll be one more play. They get two more plays. Actually, you know, it's going to be tough to get the ball back. Tough to get the ball back.
Depending if they have a timeout or not.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And if you're Ridley, you want to play close to the vest here. But really, total domination by Strathaven here in the second half. And
And they get that close to the end zone and lose the ball.
Yeah, late turnover.
Oh, boy. That's just a killer. Tough to recover from.
Give that Ridley defense credit, man, for causing that fumble. They were right on Connor right there. They hit him hard. So Ridley has it. 1:03 to go in the game. 14-12. So we're not going to go overtime, Mike.
We're not going to go overtime. That's right.
And
unless we get a safety.
Third and eight. Not sure if Strathaven has another timeout or not. We'll find out right here. It's going to be a misdirection play, and they're going to stop him. Saleem dragging tacklers. Just wants to hang on to the ball. Now, Strathaven, no timeouts left. So it'll be fourth down and two.
They're going to have to snap the ball, though.
Yeah, they're going to have to snap it. They'll run it down to what, maybe, I'm not sure how long they can run it down to. It's fourth. They're not going to go for it here.
Just going to take a knee, I would think.
Well, no, because the clock will stop on fourth
down.
That's true. If they don't get it, it'll stop on fourth down.
Right.
So they're gonna run a play here.
Ooh,
oh my gosh, it's over his head. It's a fumble. They pick it up, and he's in the backfield. And look at that. Look at Strathaven's going to get the ball back with 12 seconds to go. Taking down Ridley at the 14-yard line. And Strathaven has a chance at least two more plays.
In this situation, why do you go into a shotgun for Ridley? I mean, just take the snap and do what you can with it. Your worst nightmare is that the snap goes high, which is exactly what it did.
14-yard line. Strathaven with the ball. Right to left.
Let's try that throw into the end zone again.
12.9 seconds to go in the game.
They got
two more plays. Oh, the blitz is on. Back to pass. He's open into the end zone.
Oh!
For a touchdown.
Oh, I want to see that on replay.
The catch is made by number 13, Chase Nangle from Sam Milligan. and it was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. And the quarterback was totally discombobulated. He was being chased for his life. They were blitzing in, and he just hauled back and threw it. 13 was wide open, and,
yes.
But the defenders did close down a little bit, but he made the catch and right at the sideline.
7.2 seconds ago, 18-14 Strathaven. They deserve the win. It's officially not over yet. They deserve the win. They have dominated the second half. Unbelievable. So 18-14.
Somebody call a timeout?
Ridley called timeout.
Okay.
It's going to come down to this kickoff coming up here.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
If Strathaven needs to do a really good job on the kick coverage on this
kick.
Oh,
I would squib it.
Yeah.
You got to squib it. You can't kick it away.
Yeah, right.
Yes, squib it out of bounds and just let him have the play or something.
Right, so go like for, well, kick it here. Go for the 2 points. Yeah. It's 6-point lead.
Okay. Yeah, just.
And it looks like the kid has a leg for Strathaven, Ernst.
Yeah, if they get the snap in there, that's. Oh, they're going to go for one?
They're going for one.
So it was a 14 yard passing play, touchdown.
Yes.
They're going for one anyway. Yep. Yeah, neither do I. It doesn't make any sense.
Passing to the far side. He's going to be in there easily.
Yep.
Easily for 1 point. That was quarterback Milligan. And catch was made by.
Milligan? No, it's the quarterback.
Ted Anthony Crawford.
Who made the catch?
Made the catch, the
42.
Touchdown.
42.
Okay, so Crawford got it. 1 point. So it's 19-14 Strathaven over Ridley. Again, this is middle school football, and you would think it's a varsity game. 7.2. A little bit different, but the intensity here.
I got so excited, I forgot to give the kid a cat growl.
Well. All right, 19-14 Strathaven, so 7.2 seconds to go, and it'll be a squib kick, and then Ridley will have one more play. So you never know.
Unless they pick it up and try to run with it.
Unless you can get the ball to kick off one of the Ridley players and get the clock running on this kickoff before they actually recover it.
Well, we'll see what happens.
In the first game of our doubleheader, all these games are archived, so you can hear this again, lightweight middle school game. And this is 7th and 8th graders. Strathaven lost 33-0 to Ridley in the first game. And this has been total dominant. It was 14-0 at one time in favor of Ridley. Now 19 unanswered points, Strathaven. Here's the kick. Watch out. Bounces around 40. It's Holman, and he could break it. He's going far side. Holman still on his feet. Now he's coming near side.
Oh, fumble.
Loose. That's the ball game.
And the game is over.
And Haven recovered the fumble.
Strathaven comes back to win it 19-14, outscoring Ridley. I believe this. It was a 14-0 lead in the first half, late in the first half, and 19 unanswered points. Strathaven wins it. Good for them. 19-14. Heck of a game over Ridley in the heavyweight division middle school football. Again, 19-14. Mike, and you can sum it up here, Andrew.
Well, we're going to go to commercial. We'll bring it right back.
All right, you got it.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
We're back here. We're going crazy. It's great. Strathaven wins it. We're a little bit homerish here, but it was great to have the doubleheader on. Middle school football, 19-14, Strathaven wins the heavyweight game on a touchdown. Andrew, tell us about what happened here at the end of the game. It was great.
It was just a crazy play there. The quarterback scrambles out here to the near sideline and is able to pump fake real quick and find the guy, Chase Nangle, open in the end zone somehow, and he makes the catch, and they score, and then they get the extra point to put them up by four,
yeah.
five.
Absolutely incredible. That was a 14-yard passing play with 7 seconds to go in the game. Strathaven wins it and over Ridley. So a doubleheader split here tonight in the middle school battle, 7th and 8th graders. First game, Ridley 33, Strathaven nothing in the lightweights. Heavyweights again, Ridley falling. Strathaven wins it 19-14, Mike. It was great doing this, Mike.
No, it was a lot of fun, and hopefully the kids will come back and listen to the archives. The archives will be posted probably within the next two and a half to three hours tonight. They'll be on havenfootball.net. Just go to the broadcast archive area. It'll be plainly noted, and you'll be able to listen to it. And, of course, there's never any charge for any of this because our sponsors pick up everything. So it's been fun. Next time, hopefully, we're going to get together. We'll be at Kennedy Park this Friday. If not, just check our website to see what games we may be covering. And then, of course, don't forget, basketball season starts in December. We're at DelcoHoops.com is our basketball broadcast element, and that's where Dave Berman really shines. He's our play-by-play guy, and of course Andrew's going to join us on stats, and we have Pete Fulginetti, and we also bring in Mark Jordan when we get to the playoffs, who's the girls' basketball coach and winning baseball coach for
Marple Newtown.
For Marple Newtown.
And he left, now he's at Radnor.
So anyway, it's been great. It's been fun, guys. It's been cold, but, you know, it is November, so that's the way it goes. Please go out and vote tomorrow. It's important. It's your privilege and right as an American. Take advantage of it. Dave, you want to say goodnight?
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it again. What a great night of middle school football here at Strathaven High School, George L. King Field. Ridley and Strathaven on havenfootball.net.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.